Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Vanessa Marie du Toit is in studio with us talking about her incredible world record achievement of swimming the highest swim on Earth. Now, ladies and gents, if you think, oh, well, what is that? I mean, Table Mountain's 1.1. 6,400 odd meters. Mm. I don't want to shortchange you yet, but let me tell you, every meter counts over 6,400.
Yeah, it does.
That is a stupendous feat, but a great feat. Mm. Nonetheless, raising great and much needed awareness and funds for an organization that does incredible work. Vanessa, we last spoke about going to the toilet.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to ask somebody who's been to those extremes, because they are minus 40 degrees in some instances. Waar gaan jy, waar gaan jy toilet?
Jy weet, Ryan, ek wil net een ding sê. Eerstens, the fact that we're having this conversation, I mean, I'm this paper girl, like, you know, it's like I'm talking so much about my bowel movements the last couple of months, coming back, because that is a question, that the is, first question that everybody wants to know. Before we get there, I just want to say, I don't think South Africa maybe wanted this world record of the highest swim at altitude, mm-hmm. because, I mean, what are we doing here in Africa, right? What? Yeah. Leave it to the Norwegians.
The Norwegians, great. The Swedes.
Let them do that. Mm. But we got it, guys.
So good.
Come on. Come on. It just shows you.
And the mad swimmers. And they don't call them the mad swimmers for nothing.
Yeah, but they put the mad in mad swimmers.
I met for the first time many moons ago, it almost could be 20 years ago, Ryan Stramrud, when he was doing mad swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And the group has been such an incredible group. And you know, if you want to talk about a group of individuals that challenge one another, that are there for one another, you want to talk about, like, you all are professional sport people, right? That family that you have, that's exactly what those mad swimmers are. Mm. They're such a great tight-knit family.
Yep.
So you're with this family, you're on this trek.
Yep.
Pipitate.
Never met them before, by the way. So wildvreemdelinge, never met them before, and you become family, you're 100% right. So yeah, pipitate. So if you ask me what was the most challenging thing, it was that.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite a private person, and you kind of have to announce the higher you get, because there isn't any trees more. There's no more trees.
Of course.
So you have to not tell people, listen. And I think it's just like that stage fright that one gets.
Yeah.
So I will admit, exclusively on Smile FM, that they were, and medically there's some, probably doctors going to tell me, Vanessa, all the reasons what, but there were about 8 days that I just refused.
I couldn't.
I was like blocked up.
Sure.
And then we got back to Kathmandu. I had the best time of my life. But okay, so that's more on the number two situation, right? So, but the number one was a bit more daunting, especially for women. I think that's why not a lot of women do this, because it's quite intrusive and exposes a lot. So men, I think, have it quite easier, because women need to pull down layers. And we weigh. Okay, so that's the one thing. Then I learned or taught myself before I went to how to use a shiwi. For those of you that don't know what a shiwi is, it's like a little funnel, plastic funnel. So at night, it's too cold to pee outside.
Sure.
So you would, and men can pee in a bottle if they want, but it's a little bit more tricky for ladies.
Sure.
So I just taught myself how to use a shiwi in my garden, and now my neighbor and I are not friends anymore.
Listen, but what a clever, I mean, because you think about that device, which is like a funnel, right?
Yeah.
And it's used, in actual fact, people don't have to trek the Himalayas to use it. It's used as a device everywhere. And it's quite a clever device, but also if you've never used one before, or you've never seen that before, you kind of think, ach, nie wagen, and when you, I can't help but think of squatting in the snow, right? You know that feeling when you pull your pants back up and then snow gets in? And you give yourself a cold, snowy bum when you pull anything up again. But anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So with the shiwi, it made it easier. But I just wanted to mention that if anything gets wet below zero, it freezes.
Yeah.
So it's more of like a manner of just keeping everything dry. You don't want to get anything wet.
No.
My nose got a little bit wet because I was battling a type of flus and whatever. And I ended up getting early onset or early stages of frostbite. My nose started coloring and it was very, very painful. But then what we do is I sleep with buffs over my complete face.
Got you.
Put heating pads. You try and just get as much blood flow.
Yeah.
Before I went, and this is also not something that a lot of people know, I was diagnosed with Raynaud's disease. Now, Raynaud's is kind of a, it's a syndrome that happens where your microcapillaries in your hands and your feet and in your joint, I think it's because I'm 6'2", right? But I don't get the blood flow that I'm supposed to. So if you Google Raynaud's, you'll see people with like white, white fingers. That's what happens to me whenever I'm in extreme coldness. So I really had to take extra measures to make sure that my hands and feet, and I actually forgot about my nose, to be honest. But then, I'm happy to be back and I've got all my limbs and all my toes and, my nose is...
And a world record.
And a world record,
And ladies and gents, I'm always, it's always lekker to have you on any show and at any station I'm at, and to, just to see you in general, whether it be at a final of a cricket, domestic cricket league, or in studio with us, or wherever you are. What is next for you? What are you doing next? We know you're on TV. We're going to watch you tomorrow at When the Bulls Win.
When the Bulls Win. And I'm a proud Bull supporter. I have always been, even if I lived in Cape Town, people knew me, they hated me. Look at us now. So we've got the Bulls game tomorrow. Yes, I work for SuperSport and I'm a multi-sport presenter.
Yes. Yeah.
So did the comrades, did the cricket, the rugby. I'm doing all the incoming stuff as well for SuperSport, which is fantastic with the Springboks. Did the netball. The netball final was about 2 days ago.
Correct.
Congratulations to the Bloemfontein side for the Cry-Name. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
And then, it's just like I'm going to carry on. I did the soccer, did the Soweto Derby.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to keep on doing the multi-sport stuff. There's a little voeltjie wat gevlieg het that I might not be going to the Olympics, but I might be doing part of the build-up.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun. So I'll just to be part of the, the sporting side of the world, I absolutely love it. And then I've got a sports underwear range that's launching very, very soon.
Will you let us know so we can tell the world?
Yes, yes. It's the pocket bra. And it's been something for many years that I've been building. And
brilliant.
It's finally, the stock has arrived. We are here. It's locally made. And
is
it's basically
the website
is up. It's
What's
called
it?
fitpocketgear.com.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.